Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
What about Richard Allen himself after going through this? And let's assume, as I believe, you know, yeah, he went into a psychotic state and everything that he was doing, from the running headfirst into the wall to eating his own feces to, you know, having lunch, you know, eating Leviticus. Literally the Bible. When you have that and you come out of it, are you ever the same person again, or does that do some sort of irreparable, you know, damage or rewiring of the brain that you come out of the other side? I don't know. I mean, is there a difference in the person, or can the person be completely the same as they were prior?
It can go both ways. Certainly, looking at him, the little bit of time that we see him on camera, he does not look like a well man at all. He doesn't look like the man who was arrested at all anymore. So can, with the right medication and treatment and the right environment, could he come back to be essentially the same person he was before? It's possible, but it also wouldn't surprise me if he was left a bit of a shell of his normal self as well.
Sure. Let's talk about the actual investigation. Let's talk about how the court has handled this, Judge Frances Gull and her many rulings in this case. And I'm just trying to get a grasp on what is going on here. I mean, if we're going to assume there's nothing that's being covered up necessarily in terms of him having a connection, or the actual murderer being somebody else that they all know and they're covering for. But I'm saying more so in the lines of bad police work, bad investigation. The community wants someone to blame for this, and seemed Judge Gull just, you know, wanted to ram this through in any way that was needed, and didn't really take a lot of time to consider a lot of these factors. I mean, firing his attorneys at one point, really narrowing down the possibilities of what they could even argue in court. What's going on there? What's going on in that sort of environment where you got the judge that's kind of thinking this one way, you got the community, the law enforcement that's pretty much on the same page, and it's just all this group think of, okay, this is our case, this is what we're going to do. And it just seemed reality and common sense were left out of the equation in all of the motions leading up to this actual trial. And the thing is, that's where most of the big decisions are made, is in the motions leading up to a trial.
Yeah, it's really surprising and scary, isn't it? And none of it As we've said for so long, it smells fishy. None of it has appeared to be transparent. And it just makes me wonder how many other cases are there like this, where somebody is just basically railroaded and the system is not working the way that we think it's supposed to.
I mean, is this something that, you think commonly goes on in jurisdictions where you kind of got the city basically, you know, against the defendant, and there's no way that they're ever going to look at it fairly? I mean, that's the thing. Like, we weren't nobody's even arguing, I think, for the most part, or saying Richard Allen is innocent. Everyone's just saying, look, this is not a fair playing field to to even determine that question.
Yeah, it seems like there should be a lot more protest than there is about it, just from what we know, what we've been able to see. It doesn't look right.
The family of Libby and Abby, obviously there is a verdict now. It's sure going to be appealed. Closure, I mean, that's a funny word. It's often, I think, used by people who haven't been through the trauma. And like, oh, we'll find a way to move on. Like, you never move on from something like your kids being murdered and not knowing who did it. I mean, justice is the only thing, I think, in many people's mind where you can maybe kind of start to move forward, move on a little bit while still living with that pain. How do you think they're coping with this? I'm not trying to put words in their mouth, but yeah, they got a verdict, but I mean, they're not deaf. They're not immune to what the general population is saying, who also want justice for these kids.
Yeah, I wish there was some way to say, yes, people get closure and feel better. I don't know that this verdict would do it. And you know, not knowing them, I don't believe I've seen recent interviews with them since the verdict has come out. Yeah. So I don't know if they feel that they're any better off than they were before. It certainly doesn't look like it.
There's been some cases in the past where the victims' families don't agree with the verdict, and they don't agree with the guilty verdict, and they come out and they challenge the system as well, because they want to find what's going on. I'm not saying that that's their opinion. I don't know their opinion right now. But just for, I guess, talking on a psychological basis and on a mental health basis, if you are in that situation, if you are a parent, and let's just, for the sake of everything, say maybe somebody's in that boat on in that family that goes, yeah, we got somebody here, but I don't think it's them. What is a healthy path to go forward on in something like this? Is it to continue, you know, divulging yourself into the story and diving into it and surrounding yourself with it and the sadness and the depression that that would bring on, you know, by continuing to fight for what you think is right to find justice? Or is there a time sometimes where, you know, as a clinician, you just say, look, you know, there's other people to fight this for you mentally going forward. Just, you know, try and disconnect from the drama, from all these things that are going on and things that you really can't control.
Yeah, I think everybody has a unique path with that sort of thing. And I always encourage people to take really good care of themselves, including their mental health, and have a balanced life. And if they feel like they still need to do something, you know, in some way to follow through a good fight in their mind, then you can do that, but you have to compartmentalize it and not make it the entirety of your existence. You still need love in your life. You need joy. You need, you know, good self-care. You need to have hobbies, interests, a career. And then if you still need to pursue justice in whatever way you do it, but do all those other things as well.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it. You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it. You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it. You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.